Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Gnar Trees podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book. The Thin Book of Trust, 3rd edition by Charles Feltman, is a concise, practical guide to understanding how trust works in professional relationships and how to strengthen it deliberately. Rather than treating trust as a vague feeling or a personality trait, the book frames trust as an assessment people make based on specific, observable behaviors. Feltman organizes trust into a small set of core distinctions that help readers diagnose what is happening when trust is high, low, building, or breaking down. The 3rd edition continues the book's role as a widely used primer for leaders, team members, and coaches who want a clear language for discussing trust without blame. Its emphasis is on everyday workplace moments, commitments, candor, reliability, and the way people balance their own interests with the interests of others. The result is a toolkit for conversations and choices that can improve collaboration, reduce friction, and support healthier organizational cultures. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, trust as an assessment, not a mystery. A central idea in the book is that trust is not something you either have or do not have. It is an assessment that people make based on what they observe and experience. This shift matters because it moves trust from the realm of vague impressions into a domain where individuals and teams can take responsibility and act. When trust is treated as an assessment, you can ask practical questions like what behavior caused someone to increase or decrease trust, and what evidence would rebuild it. The book encourages readers to notice that different people can assess the same situation differently depending on expectations, history, and risk tolerance. That makes trust a dynamic relationship phenomenon rather than a fixed label attached to a person. In a workplace setting, this framing helps reduce moralizing language such as calling someone untrustworthy and replaces it with a more useful diagnosis of what dimension of trust is being evaluated. It also highlights that trust depends on context. You might trust a colleague's technical judgment, yet not trust their follow-through on deadlines. By treating trust as a set of assessments, the book equips readers to pinpoint the real problem and choose responses that address it directly. Secondly, the four distinctions, sincerity, reliability, competence, and care, Feltman is known for organizing trust into four distinctions that make it easier to discuss and improve. Sincerity focuses on whether people believe you mean what you say and say what you mean. Reliability addresses whether you do what you commit to and manage expectations when circumstances change. Competence covers the ability to do what is needed, including skills, judgment, and the capacity to learn. Care refers to whether people believe you will act with their interests in mind, not only your own. The value of these distinctions is diagnostic precision. Many workplace trust conflicts spiral because teams talk in generalities, but these categories help identify which dimension is actually at issue. For example, a missed deadline may not be a care problem, it may be reliability or competence or unclear commitments. Similarly, a leader who communicates enthusiastically but later shifts direction without acknowledging it may be seen as lacking sincerity. The model also clarifies that trust is multidimensional. Strengths in one area do not automatically compensate for weaknesses in another. By providing a shared vocabulary, the distinctions make feedback conversations more actionable. Instead of debating character, people can agree on what changed in behavior and what would restore confidence. Thirdly, commitments, expectations, and the mechanics of reliability. In day-to-day work, reliability often becomes the most visible trust signal because it is tied to promises, deadlines, and coordination. The book emphasizes that reliability is not only about keeping commitments, it is also about making clear commitments in the first place and renegotiating them early when conditions change. Many teams damage trust through ambiguity. People assume agreement when none was explicitly made, or they accept tasks without clarifying scope, timing, and dependencies. When expectations remain implicit, missed expectations feel like broken promises, even if the other person never intended that outcome. The book's approach encourages readers to treat commitments as agreements that should be specific, realistic, and tracked. It also highlights the trust-preserving power of timely communication. Informing stakeholders early that a commitment is at risk, offering options, and asking for a revised agreement often protects trust better than silent struggle followed by late delivery. Reliability also includes consistency of behavior. Colleagues watch patterns, not isolated events. By focusing on the mechanics of expectation setting, renegotiation, and follow-through, the reader gains practical levers for reducing friction in cross-functional work. Over time, small improvements in reliability compound into smoother collaboration, fewer escalations, and greater willingness to depend on one another. Fourthly, candor and sincerity in workplace conversations. Sincerity is closely tied to communication, especially the alignment between what people say, what they do, and what they appear to intend. The book encourages a form of candor that is both direct and respectful, aimed at increasing clarity rather than winning. In workplaces, trust often erodes when people avoid difficult truths, offer partial information, or signal agreement while privately disagreeing. This does not require outright deception to be damaging. Even well-meaning politeness can lead to confusion and later resentment. The book's trust framework helps readers distinguish between being kind and being unclear, and it supports choosing language that expresses real intent. Sincerity also includes owning your perspective, stating what you know, what you do not know, and what you are assuming. That reduces the risk of overpromising and later appearing dishonest. Another element is congruence, where actions match stated values and priorities. Teams watch leaders closely for this alignment, and small inconsistencies can create skepticism. By making sincerity a visible practice, the book offers a route to healthier feedback loops. People become more willing to raise risks early, challenge decisions productively, and speak about constraints, which improves decision quality and reduces the hidden costs of silence. Lastly, repairing trust, accountability, learning, and rebuilding care, trust is inevitably strained by mistakes, competing priorities, or rapid change, so the book's practical value includes how to repair trust after it is damaged. Repair begins with accurately identifying what was violated: sincerity, reliability, competence, or care. An apology that does not match the breach can make things worse, such as apologizing for a misunderstanding when the issue was repeated, unreliability. Effective repair also depends on accountability, including acknowledging impact without defensiveness and clarifying what will change. The book emphasizes rebuilding through behavior, not declarations. People regain confidence when they see consistent follow-through, transparent communication, and improved competence where needed. Care is especially important in repair because injured trust often includes the belief that one person valued their own agenda over the relationship. Rebuilding care can involve demonstrating curiosity about the other person's experience, making fair trade-offs, and taking visible steps to prevent recurrence even when inconvenient. The book also implies a learning-oriented mindset. Treat breakdowns as data about systems, expectations, and capabilities, not just personal failures. In organizational settings, leaders can model trust repair by naming issues early, inviting feedback, and reinforcing norms that make it safe to speak up. Over time, a team that repairs trust well becomes more resilient and less fragile under pressure. In conclusion, this book is well suited for managers, team leads, HR and organizational development professionals, coaches, and any contributor who relies on collaboration. It is also valuable for technical experts who find that project outcomes depend as much on relationships as on competence. Readers benefit because the book turns trust into something discussable and improvable. By giving a clear model and a shared vocabulary, it helps people pinpoint why trust feels low, choose specific behaviors that rebuild it, and hold more productive conversations about expectations, commitments, and intent. In practical terms, that can reduce rework, conflict, and passive resistance while improving speed of execution, psychological safety, and morale. Compared with broader leadership or culture books, its advantage is focus and usability. The framework is simple enough to remember, but nuanced enough to apply across situations such as performance feedback, cross-functional work, and leadership credibility. Many books encourage trust as a value. This one offers a compact structure for diagnosing breakdowns and taking action. For readers who want a straightforward, workplace-centered primer that supports real conversations and measurable behavior change, it is worth buying and revisiting. If you would like to support Charles Feldman, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.